The South Pacific Islands are the most isolated in the world. Some are more than 4,000 miles from the nearest continent. The odds against any life reaching these islands and flourishing were once minute. But no matter how remote they may be, all have been colonized. First by plants and animals, and then by humans. So who were those castaways, and how did they ever reach these far-flung islands? More than twice the width of the Atlantic Ocean, the South Pacific is 10,000 miles wide. Many of the pioneers who made it to the most easterly islands set off from its far western corner. And for most, New Guinea was the launch pad. Three times the size of Britain, this is the largest tropical island in the world, and the richest in animal life. With some truly eye-catching residents, like this Goldie's bird of paradise. Never filmed before, Goldies are just one of New Guinea's 38 species of bird of paradise, all famed for their spectacular plumage. Keen to show his impressive feathers to an attentive female, the male clears the stage. Now he's ready for a spot of serenading. Females may be dull looking, but they are very picky. His solo fails to impress. A second male arrives and takes center stage. But rather than fight, they strike up a duet. This show of strength finally gets her attention. The best dressed Goldie gets the girl. But while his feathers may have secured him a mate, they're not strong enough to carry him off the island and further east across the South Pacific. Birds of paradise have sacrificed flight efficiency for flights of fancy. So who did manage to colonize the South Pacific? New Guinea's enormous landscape is carved up into thousands of isolated valleys.